Before we jump into today's show, I just wanted to let you know that I have got a brand new three-part audio series available to download right now. If you head over to donnaead.com/3-part audio, that's all one word, no spaces, you can download your How to Build Your Authority with Podcasting audio series. This is going to address guesting and hosting. So if you're interested in either of those and you want to know how to build your authority, head over to donnaead.com/3-part audio. The link will be in the show notes. You're listening to the Mindset and Action podcast, the place to be to grow and streamline your business. I'm your host, Donna Ead. Let's jump into the show. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody, for this mini Mindset Monday. I'm your host, Donna Ead, and I am joined again by the lovely Vivian Joy. Welcome to the podcast, Vivian.
Hello again. Thank you for having me again.
Okay. So last time, guys, we talked a little bit too much, but this is the problem with me and Viv. We're both talkers. So, you know, I'm going to have to try to rein us in this time because it is a 10-minute Monday mini mindset. So we are going to jump straight into it. Vivian, today we're going to be talking about our mindset block. So this is what we were saying we're working with. This is what I talk to all of my guests that come on. I come and I say, what has been your biggest mindset block in your business and how have you overcome it? And that's what we kind of talk about. So how do we actually discover what our blocks are? What are some of the things that we can do to kind of work out what it is that's actually getting in our way? Because I think oftentimes we think it's one thing. And when we dig deeper, it's actually something else entirely.
Absolutely. We call it in coaching or therapy, which I'm both, the presenting problem. The presenting problem is I haven't got any clients. And so they think that the answer to that is to go and find out how to get clients. Actually, what's really going on is something else underneath, something to do with their own value, something to do with money, mindset, self-worth, a whole load of stuff. So how can we discover it? Fantastic question, first off, Donna. Thank you very much. It is one I could talk about 6 days with, so you definitely have to keep me in. But, you know, the thing is, when you talk passionately about what you do and you really feel passionately, it comes across, doesn't it, hopefully? So how can you discover them? Well, there's a few clues. The first one is your own language. I can't, I couldn't, I could nevers, I mustn't, I shouldn't. That kind of language. So, you know, grab a pen throughout your day if you're trying to work out what your blocks are, because we say the same shit to ourselves all day. We do. 80% of what we're saying is the same every day, believe that or not. I mean, we're very clever, but we don't use that capacity. So you'll hear yourself saying certain things. Oh, I don't want to, I can't. Oh, I've got to's. This kind of language is telling you what you don't really want to be doing. And once you discover what you don't really want to be doing, you can work out why you don't want to be doing it. And there's three reasons why we don't want to do things. You've probably heard me talk about this before, if anyone's heard me before. The first one is we're scared of it. It's fear. The second is that we don't have the skill, which is usually covered by training. And the third is it's just not valuable enough, i.e. it's not valuable enough to get out of our own way. We don't want to move from safety because it's too certain. So therefore, we have to work out which one of those three, or there might be a combination, and sometimes all three, in which case, good luck, you need a coach. You're never going to get out of all three of those. If it's not valuable enough and you're terrified and you don't know how to do it, you will sit and freeze. You absolutely will. Whereas actually, your fight, if you think you can get the skills and you can move forward, even if you're scared, But if it's valuable enough, you'll fight. So you can hear how that combination of those three things really important to understand for yourself. I do an exercise with my clients that have got masses of overwhelming to-do lists, which most people have in business because there's such a lot to do. And I literally just go through your to-do list and just mark on each one which of these things is stopping you. Yes, there's some stuff that you're going to do today, but there'll be stuff on there that's been there for weeks, months, maybe even years. Ironically, blogging was one of mine. It sat there for donkeys, honestly. And one day I did this for myself and I worked out it just didn't have any value. I couldn't work out why it was going to be important for my business. And then I went on a networking session and there was a woman did a talk about the power of blogging. It was probably the best thing I ever watched to help me get out of my own way with this. And she was talking about what it does for your website, what it does for SEO, what it does for positioning. She turned up that value button. And all of a sudden I thought, I'm going to do it. And I've now blogged and vlogged probably at least twice a week then the last 5-6 years. Hence, there's a lot of content on my website. So you have to turn up the value, turn down the fear and get into the skills. Because once you get those three, you will do it. And you will absolutely do it if it's valuable enough. you know, I say, you know, if you've got kids, you don't say, oh, I won't pick them up from school today. It's quite valuable to pick the kids up from school. But actually, oh, I won't write a blog, or I won't record a podcast, or I'm not going to go to that networking. It's just not valuable enough is the main one in business. So, and the fear that sits behind that could give you that excuse. So definitely have a look. But yeah, how can we discover them? So the first one is our language, number one. The other thing is when you start to think about doing these things, so I'm just going to take podcasting as an example, since we're here. If you start to think about podcasting, your brain will give you a whole load of feelings, thoughts, words. The unconscious will bring forward all of the excuses as to why you can't do it, and really take notice of those. Because if you've got stuff that is either really loud or in glorious technicolor, or it brings up a feeling, then we've got a belief sitting there that you probably don't want to have. It's a belief of I can't, or I shouldn't, or I mustn't, or I wouldn't, or last time. So we've got a whole library of stuff that sits in the back of reasons why we should or shouldn't do things. And that's what the brain refers back to every single time, every second of the day, your brain is doing this. So when you get that information, just try and hone in on it. Allow yourself to sit with it. You know, this whole mindfulness thing, sit with that and just see and hear and feel as much of that as you can to try and work out what that was. Because there'll be a littler version of you that decided something and it probably wasn't true. And if you do need some help with that, reach out to somebody that can help you, because you can only ask the questions that are in your head, whereas a coach will ask you questions that get you out of your head and into things. So they're the main things, is your own language and actually what your brain is showing and telling and helping you feel, because all of that are the biggest clues and cues as to why you are or are not moving forward or doing something. It's a bit like having a tricky conversation. That whole feeling, you know, that handing your notice in. I don't know if you remember doing, why that's the most terrifying thing on the planet. I've got no idea, because you're about to bloody leave. But for some reason, or breaking up with somebody, or telling a friend how you feel, these kind of things, what the brain does is go back to all the experiences you've ever had and the outcomes you've had, be them good or bad, and weighs up what's going to happen. And it'll probably stop moving forward. So, you know, negotiating, following up clients, this is how it shows up in business. Oh, I best not, I've already followed them up twice, they'll think I'm being spammy, they'll think I'm being salesy, they'll think I'm desperate. Actually, what it is they've probably completely forgotten, and you've gone down their list on Messenger, and they'll probably be glad if you message them. I know when someone messages me, I'm really happy, because I'm like, oh, I nearly forgot that event. I don't think, oh, they're spammy, oh, how dare they. So I don't have their mindset, I have my mindset and my life. They have their mindset and their life. So your blocks are your own. They're only created in your own head. They're not created anywhere else. And that's brilliant news, because that's where you can change them too.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. So guys, that's something that I think is a big takeaway from today, is to grab that pen and paper and just note your language. And if you're like me and you work on your own at home by yourself, and you're not really actually talking very much during the day, which is why I overtalk on podcasts, I think, because I just need to get it all out. It's the things that you're saying in your head when you come up against something, and you in your head say, oh, I can't do that, or I shouldn't do that. Note those down and do a little bit of work around it. And if you come up against something and you think, oh, that could be something, I want you to come over and drop me a question. I want you to drop me a question for Viv. And when we start getting questions in, we will start answering them on the podcast, and giving a little insight from a pro coach, NLP practitioner who knows her stuff. So yeah, if you want a little bit of advice, obviously it's not going to be as in-depth if you were talking to her in person in a session, because she doesn't know you, doesn't know your background and stuff. But if you have questions for Viv about certain blocks, we can certainly do a talk on those blocks. So drop your questions to me, and we will have a great old time digging into them for you.
Look forward to that.
Yeah, it'd be great, won't it? So that is it for today, guys. Make sure you grab that pen and paper, make notes. What are you saying you shouldn't? What are you saying you can't? What are you saying I don't want to about? Note all those down, and let us know. And we will speak to you in the next one. Make sure you are subscribed where you listen so you can come back and get some more mindset tips from Viv. Thank you, Viv, for coming on the show today, and we'll see you all soon. Bye for now. Don't forget to hit those stars and leave a review of the podcast where you listen if you found value in what you heard today. It's a free way you can help the podcast reach more people just like you.